creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's episode is hosted by Tammy and Min.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you are listening to The Lightning Rod. And once again, I'm joined by Tammy today.
Whoop, whoop. We've been on it with the episodes that we were recording today. So you guys are about to be hit with a lot of like juicy content.
No, I really love our collaborations, and we haven't done this many collaborations in so long. So last episode, we talked about colors and we talked about branding from a freelancer perspective and an entrepreneur perspective. So today we're going to be talking about what it's like to do a logo design from a freelancer's perspective versus a creative entrepreneur's perspective. Mm-hmm. So once again, just like we did with the color episode, I'm just going to roll in, talk about the freelancing world. And I'm going to give a big disclaimer. I'm going to be talking about freelancing, but specifically freelancing for illustration and animation students. So this may not be entirely applicable to my graphic design friends and family. So just a little bit of disclaimer there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would say the biggest thing I've noticed in logo designing for the world of illustration and animation freelancers is a lot of my friends, they'll just do a little avatar of themselves, like a little profile picture of themselves, which is really kind of cute. And it's very basic and very simple, but again, no two faces are the same and no two styles are the same. And as I've talked about and touched on, which I'll touch again in this episode with logo designs, just like with colors, in the freelancing world, you're portraying yourself. When you are a freelancer and a one-person show, they want to hire you, the client, whether it's a contractor, whether it is a commission client, they want your style. They want your voice. They want you as the person that they are hiring for whatever they need to get done. So of course, yeah, that would make sense that, like, you know, for a lot of people, their logos would just be an avatar of their faces. It doesn't have to be, but that just seems to be the most common one I've seen. Is a lot of my friends and a lot of professionals in the art world, they will just do in their style a picture of themselves. But with that being said, on their website, if they actually go to your portfolio website in the About Me section, they'll actually have like a clean, crisp picture of themselves that is professionally done and taken. And underneath that picture, there'll be a written description about themselves written in the third person. So if, for example, for mine, it'd be like, Min Nguyen is a freelancing illustrator, visual development artist living in Atlanta, Georgia. So it'd be all in the third person, just to keep it more professional like that. Mm-hmm. I personally understand why it's like that. It's more professional, it's cleaner, it's crisper, but I actually kind of like writing it in the first person. It's more unprofessional, I understand that, but whatever. That's my personal take on it. That's my personal
opinion. I personally always wrote in first person, even though to some degree, some people say it's a little bit more unprofessional. And this is coming from like a freelance graphic designer perspective, but I've always said it in first person because I felt like that was best resonating to me. I just felt weird. Like if I had to type in like third, it just wasn't
me too.
So it is what it is on that.
No, I'm with you. I feel weird about it too, but it is the standard. It's very standard and very normal to write in third person. I'm with you, girl. I think it's weird as fuck. Like I don't like it, but it is what it is. And it just is the professional norm. But my advice for my freelancers who want to go that route and make like a little avatar of themselves in their style, make sure that it's very consistent with the image that you have on your portfolio website. So as me and Tammy touched on in a previous episode, if you have blue hair in your picture on your portfolio website, you better have blue hair in your logo design. Otherwise, it's going to look a little off. And I think it's important to keep that consistency. Consistency is king. Consistency, consistency, consistency. However you look in your avatar should be how you look in your picture or how I see you in person. So, for example, every 2 or 3 years, I will get a major haircut and I'll really cut my hair down short
So I keep that in mind whenever I do my logo design. If I were to alter it in any way, I have a version of it that I'm working on right now where I have my long hair, which I'll keep this long hair for maybe a couple years. But if I cut my hair, I'm going to redesign my logo to match accordingly. If I go the avatar route, if I go that route where I draw a picture of myself in that style, then I will do that. Or if I have another style, now this is where things get interesting, where it kind of deviates a little bit, is some artists who choose not to have themselves represented, like their avatar of like their face, what they'll do is that they'll have a character that they'll use and to represent themselves. So it could be a character that looks kind of like them, but isn't exactly them. And that's actually kind of the route that I'm leaning more towards now, because it is a pain in the ass to like keep redesigning to fit myself versus coming up with an avatar that kind of looks like Min, but isn't exactly Min. I'm leaning more towards that road. So some people, for example, they'll have an avatar that's kind of like them in that it's an elf or it's an orc or it's like a mermaid or something. It looks like them, but it's not exactly them, which I kind of like that to some degree. I kind of like that better in many regards. I think that's kind of cool.
It's also a lot smarter too.
Yeah, because you don't have to keep redesigning it. Again, it's your call what you want to do as a freelancer, but just at the end of the day, as I talked about in my color episode that we did together, is that for a freelancer, you are a one-person show. They are hiring you. You are the one person that they are hiring for this job. So whatever avatar that you pick, whether you draw yourself or whether you draw someone who looks like you, whether you draw a symbol for yourself, whether you draw whatever it may be, it has to come from you and has to be reflective of you as an individual versus a major company. And it has to be reflective of what kind of clients that you want as well. So I love my D&D clients. I love my fantasy clients. That isn't typically the kind of clients that I work with on a contracting job. Those are my private commission clients, but I definitely keep that in mind and I factor that in with my logo design as well. But at the end of the day, it's my style that I'm looking at, the style and my individual voice for my freelancing jobs. It's different again from studio to studio. So a lot of major studios, I have to conform to another person's style. So that's also a factor as well that I consider, but I do have my own marketable style that I keep, and I will put that front facing for my individual clients or for my clients that hire me for me. So that is the most important. So once again, just like with colors, when you do a freelancing and when you do logo design for freelancing, it's a lot of inward introspection on who you are and how you want to present yourself to the world. So my best advice, just to close my section on this, is definitely on your portfolio website, have a picture of yourself that's representative of you, who you are, or how you want to be perceived. So I'm redoing some pictures of myself and I'm doing some photo shoots in the upcoming year. Just as I've said, I'm redesigning and rebranding myself. I'm probably going to wear a lot of more traditional based clothing because that's what I like to wear. I actually even wear them in my everyday life.
Changed, by the way. You didn't, when we first met and stuff, you didn't wear that kind of
yes,
stuff.
Yes, ma'am. We change and we grow as people and we really change as individuals. So my brand has to reflect who I am now. So yeah, like I wear a lot more Asian prints now. I wear a lot more clothes that are reflective of my culture. So I want my brand to be reflective of that. And that's totally normal. And that's a very valid reason to rebrand. That's why I'm rebranding. So I keep that in the forefront of my mind. Yeah, thank you. So again, it's a lot of introspection and a lot of thought into how you want to present yourself. But at the end of the day, number one, you want that consistency. If your hair is blue in your profile picture, and if you want to go the avatar route and make an avatar of yourself, girl, your hair better be blue in that avatar. Otherwise it's going to look weird. But my best recommendation, honestly, is to do a character that's kind of like you, but not exactly like you. So it kind of saves a little bit of time, a little bit of energy. But I think it's also kind of cute too. I have a really good friend of mine who graduated from school, and it's so cute actually. He has an avatar of himself on his Instagram and he changed it and added like a COVID-19 like mask over it. I thought that was actually so clever. And I was like, oh, hey, that's kind of cool. Yeah. So you can get really fun. You can get really creative with it. But again, it's very different than I think a creative entrepreneur who's working in a business setting, logo design. So I'm going to turn the floor over to Tammy and talk about it, because I think I drove the point home to death for freelancers. So what about for you?
Let me point out too that I think you did a really good job, just because I feel like it's so true. And I feel like if you're going to do some type of illustration of yourself, it should definitely represent you. And the reason why we keep honing in on this blue hair thing is because if I saw you on your portfolio as blue hair, and then I welcome you to come do an interview or come see the studio or come see our office or whatever it is, and you like straight up like have a pixie that's jet black, it's not weird. Like, I don't want to say it's weird. I just think it's a little bit off, because it's like, oh, but I was kind of expecting someone with blue hair. That's the reason why we keep honing in on it, is because there's
a lack of consistency.
Yeah, it's a lack of consistency. And it just is strange to the eye if you think about it. Like, if you saw someone on Facebook, like just a profile picture, and then you see them in person, they look way different. It raise an eyebrow. Like, you're thinking like, oh, that's not how I expected them to look like. Not that it's bad or anything. I don't think it like will hinder you from a job.
No, I wouldn't go that far. No, it would never hinder you from a job. I don't think so. It just looks kind of silly.
Yeah, but I do agree. Like, let me point that out too, that I do agree on like the avatar thing, because I think the avatar does show a creativity to it. So like, if you created your own character, even that kind of looks like you but like is a mermaid or is like some fantasy being or something like that, I think that's actually really cool, and it shows that creativity. It shows like, you know what, this person may be able to contribute ideas to our projects versus like the average person that I'm gonna hire. So I think it's a really good idea. But just turning it over to like that business space, and the reason why we really wanted to cover this episode with our two perspectives is because it's a little bit more different in the business space. When you're designing any logo for yourself, you're definitely having to come in and think about this, thinking like, okay, this is kind of like my brand for life. Even though, yes, we covered in previous episodes many times that your brand changes, you change, the company changed, the team members change, all of that changes. So of course your brand over time will change as well. However, a lot of people on the podcast know that my favorite two brands are Nike and Apple. So I always use them as a reference for anything when it comes to branding. So the Nike swoosh, the check mark, for example, everybody knows about that. Even if you don't know anything about their company in terms of shoes, maybe, but you know the Nike check mark when you see it. So why is that? That's because they've stuck with that branding for the past, what? Don't quote me on this, but maybe 10, 15, 20 years, for as long as I've known them around, they always had the Nike swoosh. So that's a signature importance to them. That's why that has to be standard across the board. I'm pretty sure they think about it all the time. Maybe we can change the swoosh to something else. Well, no, we can't do that because that's part of our branding. Or maybe we can change the word Nike to a different font. Well, no, not really. That's our font. We have to kind of stick to it. So when you're a bigger company and you're scaling, you're the longer term that you're using that, you're kind of confined to it. A lot of people in the marketing industry too have also like tore down, burned down all of these brands who changed their logos like midway through. One of my favorite logo changes, I don't know if you know about this, Min, but like GoDaddy, the website. They used to have like this little guy as their logo. It was like a little avatar, and now completely changed it. That guy is completely gone. Now it's like a heart that kind of puts the word go together, and then the word daddy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And
yeah,
honestly, that was, I think for me, that's a bold move for them.
I think it was definitely a bold move, and I think it was the right move. A lot of people were going back and saying like, oh my God, the little guy, the mascot for GoDaddy was like the signature. That's how people knew of them. But they made such a bold move that they know that people know, hey, that little guy is our signature, but we're about to do a 360, because they completely transformed their brand, their colors, everything to a modern, clean, sleek look, which is what is in right now. It is in. Everybody is changing to this like minimalistic one color, or like at least like clean as heck branding.
No, I agree. Like, honestly, yeah. What's so funny is that me and my partner were just joking about this the other day. It was like, we felt like every single brand that we grew up with as a kid, they're all like mature now, because if you look at like McDonald's, Taco Bell, if you look at all these brands right now, it's like they look so slick and clean. But if you saw them in like the early 2000s, they were like chunky and they were like fun and colorful and bright, and like they were,
because that was the time, that was back then when they branded it that way, that was the time, which we cannot blame them for. So a lot of brands right now are under fire because they're being changed over to this more sleek, this more clean, and it's a matter of times. When time changes, you gotta go with it. Like we mentioned in the last episode about Instagram's old logo. I don't even think kids now even know what that logo looks like. That's crazy. And Instagram only launched like 10 But Instagram launched like maybe a few, like not a few years ago, but like 10 years now, I think.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And just kids today who are now hopping onto Instagram, becoming these influencers, they don't even know of the previous Instagram logo.
You're not wrong. And that makes me feel so old that you said that.
But that goes to show that, you know, brands do change and we have to be able to adapt with that. However, when you do change and that logo changes, you are opening yourself up for critics. People are going to critique it, especially if they followed your brand for some time. That's what happened with GoDaddy, is that a lot of people were like, I think more people from what I saw were very on board with it. They were like, oh, like that's really cool. You definitely had the other portion of people who were like, oh my god, the little guy is like what made it for me though.
I want to pick your brain a little bit on like logo designing, especially from an entrepreneur standpoint, because that is, your brand is so reliant on like so many factors versus me. It's like just, it's more, I feel like personally, again, I can only speak for myself, but
you, I mean like the creative folks versus you,
is that what you're talking about? I feel like as a freelancer, okay, like it's my relationship with the client, because again, there's not 10 people working under Min, it's just me and the client. And whether that is my client that's a personal client, a private client, or a contracting client, it's always more of like an individual versus an individual standpoint. But with a company, it's you as the CEO, but me working under you and like other employees. And then, you know, the relationship that you have with the whole, like everyone,
the mass.
So it's very, it's very different. It's more, I would not say more connected, but it's more front facing. So what would you say, or when would you say is a good time to do a total rebranding? I mean, that is a bold move. That's a really, really bold move. Versus like, I personally feel, and again, I can only speak from my experiences, but I feel like as a freelancer, if I were to do a total rebranding, which I'm doing right now, I am doing a total rebranding of myself, that doesn't have as many consequences.
Versus, no, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. Like, unpopular fact, but it really doesn't have the same amount of consequences as if a company did a total rebranding. So what are some of those consequences, and when is it worth it, Tammy?
So just to be clear, we never had to do like a, we don't have that large of an impact like that. So I think that comes to part of the answer too. What is your impact level? Are you someone like TCF that's like super small, super concentrated in Atlanta? Not really that many people know about you outside of like the Atlanta, in the perimeter, a little bit out of the perimeter. But like, if you're like that, then I think it's fine to change it, you know, every 5 years, if that, like, again, in our past episode, we didn't mention like a solid, like cutoff date, like 5 years, you got to change it. No, it changes per brand. However, like, I think like every 5 years or so, it would be good to relook at what you did. Okay. Right now we're going to like, what is 5 years for us? We started in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 22, 23. So 2023 is our 5-year mark, which is like coming up soon. If you believe it or not, it's coming up soon. In 2023, we're going to relook at everything that we did. And we're going to think to ourselves, is what we have right now, the logo, the colors, everything like that, does that still suit us? And I think a lot of companies go through this. They're thinking to themselves like every 5 years, every 10 years, every 20, every 25, like big milestone years, they're thinking to themselves, everything that we've done this year, does this still fit the brand? Does our logo still sit with us? And is one, is the logo still on a trend? Because I think we can all kind of agree, like the GoDaddy logo, it's very cool for what it is, but it's definitely not our time. Like right now, what they have right now is definitely our time, and it looks a lot cleaner. It makes people feel like, oh, I can trust them a lot more because it's a lot more of designs that I see. It's branding that I'm familiar with, versus the old GoDaddy logo. It may not be significant for the generation right now. They don't really care for that kind of style. So they might be deterred from even buying from GoDaddy, even though GoDaddy is so big and so popular, but they're popular to us. They're not popular to maybe the younger generation. So if you're any bigger than that, so someone like Coca-Cola, Apple, pretty sure they're going like, what, every 25 years or something, they're re-looking like, okay, do we need to rebrand? And most of the time, the longer you go, the less of a rebrand that you have to do. You may have to just change out like some words, some terminology. And a lot of the times they're just changing out like terms of service. They're changing internal stuff, less of their forefront, because they've already been marketing that forefront. So they're probably not going to change it as much.
Right. No, that's definitely good advice. And that's definitely something to consider. Because yeah, for me, I mean, in theory, as I talked about with the color episode, like, I could, in theory, change my logo every year, which, again, we never recommend doing for anybody, because that's just absurd. But I think for a freelancer, I would say the same advice is solid, is 5 years is a fair enough time. I think that's enough time for you to see a shift in your clients, if there is a shift in your clients. I think that's a fair amount of time to notice a shift in your artistic skills. I think that's a fair amount of time to notice, like, you know, a change in who you are as a person. Because I promise you, the person I am now, at 25, almost 26 years old, is so profoundly different than the person I was 5 years ago. It's incomparable how different I am as a human being.
Yeah, when we met, it was like, you're way different now. And we don't even, like, when we met, me and Min hung out a lot because we had like a mutual office space that we would see each other. But after Min graduated and after I graduated, it was like, not over, but we just never saw each other anymore. So, but definitely seeing Min on like the digital space, Min has changed a lot. And surely I have changed a lot. Our teammates have changed a lot. Everybody has. So I think it's so important to acknowledge that change, especially as a brand, or even as a personal brand, as a freelancer, those things change. So it's okay for your brand to change. Yeah. The matter of like the impact, like how like someone big like Nike or Apple or something like that changing, that's a whole new level that I'm not experienced with whatsoever. So, I'm sure that it's a headache.
I think the big takeaway of this episode is, if you're doing a creative entrepreneurship, a big brand, I think you have to be a little bit more crisp, a little bit more clean with the logo. It has to be very like, because the reason why I think it has to be a little bit more simple too, is that you are really shipping this out to like everybody. It has to be easily recognizable very quickly, versus I think a freelancer, you can definitely go that route for sure you can. But I have noticed, again, a very interesting trend with freelancers, especially for illustration and animation, where they're a little bit more complicated. They will draw like a picture of themselves, or they'll draw like kind of an avatar themselves. And again, I'm not suggesting that that should be the route that you go down if you're not comfortable with that. If you want to go crisp and clean and just do like a logo design, just a very standard one where it's like an object or some kind of emblem, totally go down that road as well. But I've noticed the avatar route being very popular versus like the creative entrepreneur route in like a business setting, because it isn't just, you know, Tammy, it's not just Min. So I think for the world of freelancing, you can go a little bit more complicated with it and a little bit more personal with it. But keep in mind too, just like with the world of entrepreneurship in the business setting, it's really different, but it's similar in this regard, in that you have to pay money to get your business cards out. You have to pay money to get your postcards, your stickers, whatever merchandise you need to sell yourself. So I would say a simpler logo is better. A simpler design is cleaner and it's more cost efficient. Mm-hmm. But like I said, with a freelancing thing, it's also very different as well, where actually I typically, if I print like maybe 500 business cards, I don't really give them out that often, honestly. I give them out whenever I meet my client in person, or I meet them, or I go to Dragon Con for me, that's like, in many ways, that's a networking event. Or if I have a booth at a convention, which I have yet to do yet. And I'm very excited for the day that I do have a booth at a convention, because I will be completely making like a 10 episode series just on that alone. But if I do have a booth at a convention, then yeah, that's the only time I will be really giving out my business cards. So I think in the world of freelancing, at least for me, it's a little bit different than the major business corporation setting.
Yeah. And just by you mentioning that, the whole booth thing, so we definitely have vended before. And I think that's where that mentality taps in, especially as a client. When I'm looking for freelancers, I'm not, like, sad enough to say, I'm not looking for something memorable here. Like, I remember you based off of your work, that's what I will remember. Sorry to say, I won't remember based off of a logo unless you are like some like world international, like greatest world animator, something like that. Some long title, whatever.
But literally Hayao Miyazaki.
Basically, yes. So if you're like world class, like people know you for that, then your logo at that point very, very much matters, because you're now a larger brand. You're not no longer just a personal brand. I'm pretty sure a lot of these like quote unquote personal brands that are like worldwide or something of that sort, they do have teams underneath them, because there's just no way that you can earn like these like crazy contracts without having some type of outsourcing. Like, you gotta like have teammates or something of that sort. But if you're just like, you know, a freelancer here in Atlanta, something like that, I'm really looking at the work. I'm not looking for the logo, which is where that booth thing comes in. It's like, when we're at a booth, like TCF is at a booth, we want people to remember us so that when they go home with the merch that they have, they're like, oh yeah, let me check out the creative folks and see what else do they have. I could say the same for a freelancer. However, like once they have your work as a freelancer, they could probably find you on Instagram. They could probably find this and that about you. They could probably do a lot more versus like, just based off of your name, by the way. So versus a business, that imagery, the first thing that hits them, that imagery, if it doesn't solidify in their mind and they don't remember you, they're probably not going to remember you.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, versus like all the work may be cool, like all the designs and stuff may be cool, but like if the name doesn't click with them right away, and a lot of people have told us this. People have told us all the time, like, yo, like how do you even come up with the name The Creative Folks? Because it's so suitable for everything. I'm like, yeah, I know. It came to me one day. But that's the point. It's like it's a brand. So it has to click with people versus like I don't have to remember your illustrations, like your logo illustrations, Min, but right. I can remember Min Win though. Like based off of like maybe your website right. is minforthewin.com. That's easy for me to remember. I can remember that.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyways, we're going to close off this episode. We kind of ranted this one, but I like, I kind of like our open dialogue. So I like to keep things a little non-scripted sometimes.
Me too. Some of my recent episodes have been more like my single episodes. I've been doing it non-scripted just because, yes, it's a little bit more rambling, but I do think it's a conversation. So it's fun.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so too. So I hope that you enjoyed listening to our rambles over your cup of coffee or your random day in the subway. Whenever you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, this is it. I am Min Nguyen.
And I am Tammy Nguyen.
And we are signing off.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the Creative Folks.